Lesson 10. 11-year-old Angela was stricken with a muscle-weakening disease involving her nervous system. She was unable to walk, and her movement was restricted in other ways as well. The doctors did not have much hope of her ever recovering from this illness. They predicted she would spend the rest of her life in a wheelchair. They said that few, if any, were able to come back to normal after getting this disease. The little girl was not afraid or disappointed. Lying in her hospital bed, she would vow to anyone who would listen that she was definitely going to be walking again someday. She was transferred to a specialized rehabilitation hospital in the San Francisco Bay Area. Whatever therapies could be applied to her case were used. The doctors were charmed by her undefeatable spirit. They taught her about imaging, about seeing herself walking. If it would do nothing else, it would at least give her hope and something positive to do in the long waking hours in her bed. Angela would work as hard as possible in physical therapy, in whirlpools, and in exercise sessions. She also did her imaging in bed, visualizing herself moving, moving, moving. One day, as she was straining with all her might to imagine her legs moving again, it seemed as though a miracle happened. The bed moved. It began to move around the room. She screamed out, "Look what I'm doing! Look! Look! I can do it! I moved! I moved!" Of course, at this very moment, everyone else in hospital was screaming too, and running for cover. People were screaming, equipment was falling, and glass was breaking. You see, it was the recent San Francisco earthquake. But don't tell that to Angela. She is convinced that she did it. And now, only a few years later, she is back in school, on her own two legs. No crutches, no wheelchair. You see, anyone who can shake the earth between San Francisco and Oakland can conquer a little disease, can't they?